project I'm working on. My name's Isaac Good. I'm a UN student.
Can you use whiteboard?
No.
Just
call me too, like you said. My name's Isaac Good. I'm a graduate student at U of T in computer engineering. I'm working on a project called forensics. So, the goal we're trying to solve, the problem we're trying to solve is recovering after an intrusion. You got this server set up and someone breaks it, installs root or whatever, messes up your system. And you want to figure out what went wrong and recover. So, one approach to recovery is to have daily snapshots or whatever, in which case you can just roll back to certain dates. The issue with that is that you need a lot of storage space to store all these snapshots. You got to figure out where the intrusion started. So, someone broke in one day and set some backup on 2 months later, you broke it and installed some rootkit. You got to figure out where the break-in was, and you have to have all those storages. The other way to recover from break-in is to selectively go through the file system and cover every file, decide to keep it, or to go back to an earlier version or whatnot. That's extremely man-intensive. It takes a lot of time and effort to go through the entire file system. So what we've got, so forensics helps address that issue. How it does that is it's a two-part system. The first part is it has online logging, which logs system calls. It's like built into the kernel and it's got all the secure setups so no one could hack it and whatnot. And it logs system calls as they occur to some back-end stored machine where they're loaded up into a database. And then if you later on discover that your system was compromised, you could analyze these logs and determine what exactly happened. These logs are loaded into the SQL database. There's a bunch of scripts that set it up. And the point is, if you log in and say, well, this ls command was compromised, or there's some rootkit file here, by looking at the system calls, you can see what process wrote to that file. Because any write requires a write system call. So you have the system call. So you know what process wrote to that file. You know where that process came from because it had to be spawned with a fork or an exec occurred. And you can trace back from system call to system call and build a tree of what occurred on the system based on these logs. And you can trace this back to the entry point where the intrusion came in from the network. And from that point, you can then do what's called taint analysis and follow the tree forward and figure out, this process wrote a certain file. This file is now what they call tainted. And you could use this tree to determine what files were tainted on the system exactly at what point. And using this tree, you can recover exactly the files that were written to, and it will tell you which files were written to. And if you have a snapshot of the system from a long time ago, you can go back to, you can say, well, this file was compromised, I want to get rid of the snapshot of this file about the compromise. You can roll back to the original change. And you look at all the system calls that wrote to this file and apply the changes one by one until that point right before it's compromised. So you manage to retain all the changes until it got compromised and all the other files were not modified. So taint analysis, basically, if you have a process that's malicious, it's only logged into the system's malicious process, then it writes the file gets marked as tainted. And then if you have another process which reads from that file, the process is reading about tainted data and it becomes tainted. So you have a process tainting files, files tainting processes, and process tainting processes. So that's sort of the setup. What I'm working on specifically is taking a look at this tree and trying to prune down the size. An example of what could go wrong is if someone log breaks into the system and he adds another account, so the password file gets tainted. And since that file is read on every login, every time someone logs in after that, the login process will be marked as tainted. So I'm looking at ways of looking at previous history, previous system call logs, and looking for similar behavior before the break and then start to after the break and say, well, this login, this person logged in, read the password file, did something that we've seen before. We could sort of prune it out in the tree, reduce the size of the tree to reduce the number of false positives. And that's really a grand overview of what I'm working on.
You still have 4 minutes.
If you want to.
If you want, yeah, you can just stop now. It doesn't, whatever, any questions?
So if someone were to figure out what block on the disk the file is in, and manually go through DBs to bypass the file system, is there any way to audit that? Like, for example, you can take the inode number and see where the file system is going to map that inode and directly seek into there.
Yeah,
and as long as you don't change the size of the file, it's never going to...
Right, if you directly access the device as a block device, you're not using the write system call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how DB works, because like writes generally use a write system call, which has an upload.
I'm just saying it's not going to go through the file system, so it's not going to be associated with a particular file. It's just a little read block. It'll just, yeah.
It has a system call, but it'll hurt itself more.
I don't know how to show up what system call it generates. If there's a way of bypassing, if not associating with an item, it would be hard to sort of figure out what went wrong there. It might be something to look at the system call and add it back. Since this analysis is done offline after the tech, you have all the time to work on what we care about plugins. I'm not sure if it would be involved or if it would be possible to look at the system call and add it back to file or not.
Great.